This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in, bring up whatever is on your mind. We're here in just a moment going to get into a story about a man that was dealing with some bitcoins that, well, apparently somebody somewhere didn't like it. And, well, we'll tell you about it. But first, to the phones, we've got Daryl calling in from Austin, Texas. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, well, Brother Daryl, let you know that one thing real quick, that FAIR has started operation, which is one of the rideshare companies, tonight. I just got an email about 15, 20 minutes ago. They're starting operations in Austin.
Nice.
Yeah, that's just a real quick update, because I know Ian wanted some updates on what was going on here in Austin.
Are you listening to a radio in the background, by chance?
Let me get him to my my other room. It's my son's tablet. It's just, like, up on...
Okay, yeah, because it sounds like there's a radio or something in the background there. Sounds a lot better now.
Yeah, okay, sorry. Yeah, anyway... So that was just real quick that FAIR is starting. They're adding 100 drivers. They're activating 100 drivers like every 15 minutes so everybody's activated. So now we're going to have two operational ride shares here, which is going to help out, especially tonight being it's a weekend and the weather's a lot better than last weekend.
So there's FAIR and Arcade City as the two ride shares there in Austin now?
No, the two, Go Get.
Go Get Me.
Also, yeah. It's Go Get. They started in Dallas. They're in Houston, Las Vegas, Austin. They've been in Austin since December, and they're also just opened in San Antonio, and they actually moved their headquarters from Dallas to Austin. So
okay. And
now, it's interesting to me, like,
for the last week is Go Get. So,
like, one of the issues that Austin, Texas had, if I remember correctly, was they wanted to fingerprint the drivers. Is that correct?
Yeah, that was one of the issues. That wasn't the major issue. A lot of it was other stuff that was being hidden in the regulations, like they wanted to record who they picked up, where they picked up, when they picked up, and where they dropped them off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and there's some other stuff. Yeah, which is absolutely proof that government is just quite incompetent because they think stuff like that actually helps when it hurts. Government... It isn't like, to me, it's not a conspiracy of how are we going to take away people's freedom. It's like, hey, we can do this and we can help. And it's like, no, you can't, because they are incompetent. William H. Gross wrote one of, I can't remember, it was the government racket or tax racket, that the amount of damage the government has done to our education system isn't from any type of conspiracy. It's from blatant incompetence. And also, I don't know if there's a guy who's on the show Money Talk, and his stuff is just about, you know, how the markets operate and stuff. He's very apolitical, just trying to stay out of politics. One day I heard him a couple of years ago say this. He said, I have been watching, you know, our economy and our politicians for years. And he says, as a group, Republicans, Democrats, that we have in office in Washington, they are the most incompetent. This is about 4 years ago, he says. These are the most incompetent group of people I have ever seen.
Well, that's why they work for the government, in my opinion.
Yeah. The problem, because, I think, what's even worse is the voters are incompetent by keep on voting them back in.
Yeah, the marketplace can be brutal. Like, if you're working in the private sector, you actually, for the most part, have to be accountable and do your job effectively. And I've had government jobs, and I don't feel like I worked as hard. Like, I skeezed, you know, on purpose, like... Because I could get away with it.
I worked for the state a while back, and I would sometimes try to work, and it was not possible. Like, I asked my boss what she wanted me to do, and she was like, send me fish food on Fishville. And I was like, okay, yeah. I'll do that.
And yeah, Fishville is one of these Facebook games that's just a time suck that has absolutely no point?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So you have a fish tank and you feed the fish and put decorations in the fish tank.
Okay, yeah, I used to have some coworkers that played Farmville and they got annoyed that I never accepted their invites to Farmville. And like they would talk to me at work and be like, why did you not accept the Farmville thing that I sent you? And I said, what's the point of it? And they're like, well, you can do this and that and blah, blah, blah. I said, so after I wind up getting so many eggs in Farmville, can I then print out a coupon and go to the Piggly Wiggly and get a free carton of eggs because Farmville something? And they're like, no, why would that happen? And I said, I don't know, but like I figure if you're asking me to do something, it would have some kind of point. And they're like, no.
It was
no.
A complete waste of time because I played it for a little bit. But I
you know, it's kind of
like, okay, that's enough.
It's kind of funny because everyone knows like how incompetent and how terrible the government is. Like, I watched a trailer. I haven't seen the movie. I want to see it just because I watched the trailer. There's a movie called Zootopia, and it's like it's about like a rabbit, and there's these animals in like a thing. And what's funny is
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, what's funny is like first of all, they make the main character a parking officer, and they're basically like, you're not a real cop, which there's like a funny joke in that. And the other thing is, all the DMV employees in the movie are actually sloths, so they talk real slow. And it's just, it is so funny to watch that trailer.
It looks like it's an animated movie. I just did
yeah, it's a Disney movie. Yeah. But even okay. Disney's making fun of the government.
Yeah.
That is so true. I mean, because the incompetence of the government here in Austin, it's like every time we have something good going here, the government comes away and say, hey, let's screw this up. It's just like I've never seen a city full of city council people that just are so just stupid.
Well, a lot of it is, you know, the state doesn't want change. They don't want new technologies. They say, well, we've had the taxis for, I don't know, 50 years, and it's working great. And we get lots of tax revenue. And
it's working great for the state. It's not necessarily working great for the customers.
Yeah, I would agree with you. It's working worse for the customers, and evidence for that is they want to use the ride-sharing apps because they work better.
Oh, yeah. Austin is limited by law to the taxis total of all the taxi companies only have like 900 and something cabs. And this is a rule from the 70s, back when Austin was like half the size. And, you know, back when, you know, 900 cabs back then was like, hey, you had more than us. You know, God forbid the population increased or something.
That's the other problem with government is they institute a program and it never goes away.
Yeah, well, what's the saying? There's nothing more permanent than a temporary government program. Daryl, thank you for the call. So let's get into the story that we've been teasing for about 20 minutes or so about the guy that was dealing with some Bitcoin.
Yeah, so the gentleman's name is Bert Wagner. And he has a website, BertW.com. So I'm going to read his story here. But basically, he was buying and selling Bitcoins for personal investment reasons. And he got arrested. So here's his story. He says, on the day I was arrested at my client's office in front of my client and all my coworkers, the federal agents did not have to tell me why I was being arrested. Sealed arrest warrant. That same day, they searched our house and did not tell us what they're looking for. Sealed search warrant. Now, can you imagine being arrested and having your stuff searched, and they won't even tell you what is going on? Like, to me, that is very creepy.
Yeah, like, I don't even know if I should fight back, because I don't know if it's worth, you know.
Well, you can't really fight back, because you don't actually know the stuff that they have against you.
Yeah, I mean,
no, I mean, like, I don't know if I should try to run. Am I looking at 6 months? Let's just go with it. If I'm looking at life, and I should, like, try to.
Yeah, it's just, it's unbelievable to me, like, the fact that they can do things like this. It says, they took my cell phone and my briefcase and my business laptops at the client site. After being arrested in front of our corporation's client, who immediately terminated our contract, the federal agents took me to our house. I was taken back by the number of cars, so I made a point of counting them. I counted 22 vehicles. The neighbors who watched the whole thing counted up to 35 agents involved in the search. And I'll get into what they were charging this guy with coming up.
Yeah, we definitely have more on this, plus your calls, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting a dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Favorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl.
Melanie.
And James.
And James is telling us about a man that was arrested, and he didn't know why, because the warrant that was used to search, was it his business?
It was his, eventually it's his business, but it's his house, and he was at, like, a client, he's a consultant, he was at some client, one of his clients when he was arrested. And so
the search warrant was sealed, so he had no clue what was going on. James has the rest of the story.
Yeah, so he says, he's referring to the search at the house. They searched everything, even the attic crawl space and every book. It took my wife weeks to get the house put back together. Imagine up to 35 people searching your house for hours. Well, I don't have to imagine that, because I kind of had a similar experience pretty recently when the FBI raided these very studios where we are sitting here. But it says, during the search, they got into my Century Fire safe containing all of my physical Bitcoins and other Bitcoin-related items. The federal agents took every computer and electronic memory device they found in the house. Since I was not doing anything wrong, I never expected to be shaken down this way. My security threat model was common burglary, and my main concern was making sure that my wife would be able to sell the Bitcoins in the event of my death. The vast majority of my Bitcoins were kept in a treasure Bitcoin safe with the seed words kept off sight.
Treasure, however it's pronounced, is one of these, what they call a cold wallet.
Yes.
So it's like a USB flash drive sort of thing where you store the file, and then you need the private key, which is basically the super secret password, to be able to then remove the Bitcoin from that USB drive. And I'm oversimplifying this drastically just to make sure that people that have no clue what Bitcoin is have some kind of idea what we're talking about here.
Yeah, he says, after searching the house for many hours, they phoned in a search warrant for my corporation's office, which Magistrate Schaefer granted over the phone. At the corporate office, they took our corporate computer and broke our printer. Like, that's always nice when they break things and then leave, but he says, I spent one night in Denver County Jail, followed by 3 days and two nights in the federal detention center in solitary confinement. To be clear, I was in a very small cell by myself 23 hours a day, and then he got 1 hour of exercise a day.
Yep, so, that's solitary confinement.
Yeah, and the reason that he gave, it's not in this particular article, but they're like, well, there's other Bitcoin prisoners, and we can't have you in the same pod as the other Bitcoin prisoners.
What? That was their logic. That just shows how little they understand Bitcoin.
Yes.
Because you can't transact Bitcoin if you're nowhere near any electronic device, unless you have a paper wallet on you, but you're not going to have a paper wallet if you're in prison.
And nobody's going to buy it, because I'm looking at a QR code. I mean, it could be empty, it could have 50 cents, it could have $50 million. I can't sell it anyway.
That's true. Says, the weekend they arrested me, they also arrested four others. The whole thing was called Operation Avalanche. One of the other cases was also dismissed, but the government didn't demand a forfeiture of assets from the kid, probably because he didn't have any. So he got an attorney. He asked to see the sealed grand jury and testimony that was used in the indictments. The government refused to let us see the testimony. They basically sealed it. They say, oh, it's protected under the Patriot Act. And ultimately, this guy's case did get dismissed. He had to pay $80,000 to the federal forfeiture fund to get the charges dropped. But he basically, because the case was dismissed, he will never get to see that indictment. Like, you don't get to see the testimony now. So, like, unfortunately, the truth, whatever that might have been, can't even come out because...
Sorry, we dropped the charges against you, so now you can't see any of the stuff that we use to screw with you for the last however many months.
Yeah, he says, I don't know why the U.S. government saw fit to spend hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars, probably over $1 million, to investigate, spy on, and prosecute me. They could have sent me a cease and desist letter or told me to get a business license if they really thought I needed one. And that brings us to... So ultimately, he was charged with basically operating a money transmitter business without a license. So I think that's an excellent point. Like, if you are doing something like that, like, why doesn't the government, like, why do they have to raid with 35 agents? Like, to me, that just seems excessive. It's completely unnecessary.
Of course it's excessive and obsessive and completely unnecessary, but that's what government does. Government, by its very nature, is unnecessary and excessive.
Well, and it's unnecessary if you consider the point to occupy the house, subdue the house, get what you need, and leave. It's excessive. If your goal is terrorism, it's not excessive. That's exactly how you commit terrorism, which is their goal.
Yeah, and this basically ruined the guy's life. He says, the total financial cost to my family so far is $284,373. So over $250,000 for the attorneys and the forfeiture. He says, we cashed in both of our Roth IRA savings and took out $95,000 in loans to pay the legal fees. He had to replace all of his equipment for his business. You know, so it's a real pain when they do this stuff to you. And I've always found it fascinating. They come in and they take everything they can, and then you have no money to defend yourself, and you're in jail. Like, how are you supposed to hire an attorney? Like, you're in jail, and they seized all your money.
You're not. That's part of why they do it that way. Because they don't want you to have an attorney. They want you to lose.
So, basically what this guy was doing, he from his words, he's basically been buying and selling bitcoins for, like, personal investment since 2011. And he would basically, he'd meet up locally with people, and he would, you know, buy, or sometimes he would sell. He wasn't really doing it as a business or anything. He was just doing it, like, whenever he had extra money, he would buy some bitcoins, and he found, like, an easy way to buy it is to meet up with someone and buy it. So, basically, they actually did, like, a sting operation, and he says, some of the people that I was trading with turned out to be undercover federal confidential informants who videotaped and audiotaped our trades.
I'm kind of surprised the Fed knows how to actually do a Bitcoin transaction.
No, see, they have this special group of feds that know how to do Bitcoin transactions, and those are the ones that were working on the Silk Road thing, and some of them wound up stealing some Bitcoin, and they were under investigation while Ross Ulbricht was being prosecuted, but Ross Ulbricht's attorney was not allowed to mention the dirty, corrupt federal agents during the trial, because that would have hampered the investigation of these federal agents that were corrupt. And we know that there's at least one corrupt agent still working in the FBI that was involved in that investigation. We don't know who it is, but we know he's still there because of other stories that have come out. This is Free Talk Live. Your thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Melanie,
and James.
And we'll get back into this story about the guy that was raided for buying and selling Bitcoin as a personal investment. Not as a business, but for personal investments. And, yeah, this is absolutely crazy. Now, if he were doing it as a business, he would need business cards. And he could get 500 business cards starting for $9.99 at Vistaprint. Go to Vistaprint. Use promo code FTL at checkout. And you can get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. Vistaprint is great for small business owners. They offer tons of custom products for home and office needs. Business cards, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, and so much more. You can customize the text, the color, the backs, the front, fully customizable. You can, you know, like add bonuses to where you get like the little silver leaf sort of embedding, engraving thing around the edges. You can, you know, fancy it up, get a thicker stock business card. And so much more. But again, those 500 business cards start at just $9.99. Use promo code FTL at checkout and get those 50% savings. That's Vistaprint.com, code FTL.
So Bert finishes up his piece here. He says,
Bert being the guy that was arrested for selling some Bitcoin, buying
right.
and selling for investment.
He says, the allegation that I was operating a money transmittal business without a license was enough to send 35 or so agents to field search my house from top to bottom and take all of my bitcoins. He finishes here by saying, in trading bitcoins, common criminals are not the threat. You need to be concerned about the law enforcement agents policing for profit and using the civil forfeiture laws to steal your bitcoins for their federal asset forfeiture fund. Now, I think that's pretty funny. I mean, it's not funny, but it's a clear example of, like, the awful unintended consequences of these forfeiture funds, asset forfeiture funds, where basically the police do police for profit.
Right.
They're looking for people carrying cash. They're looking for vehicles and houses they can take. They're looking for they're really happy when they bust maybe some drug dealer and they get to take all of his stuff and basically steal it.
Or they'll find somebody that's moving across the country and they've got a fairly sizable piece of cash because the person's never had a bank account before.
Yep.
So there was the story that we covered a while back about this. I think it was a teenager from Chicago moving out to L.A.
Yep.
He had a couple $1,000s on him. And one of these random checks where it's supposed to be a citizenship check somewhere in, like, New Mexico, cops came on, and this guy looked suspicious, so they pulled him off, and they searched his bags and found this cash, and they said, oh, drug money. He said, no, it's not drug money. I'm moving out to L.A., and they said, where drugs are? No, I'm moving out to L.A. Yeah, I want to be a musician.
Where there aren't drugs.
There's drugs in your prison. Are you going to take me to prison? I can get drugs there?
Yeah, that's an excellent point. There are drugs in prisons, but the police don't like to admit that.
You know, it's like, I don't know, the scary thing, too, about these forfeiture funds is they charge the property with the crime, and then you have to basically prove the innocence.
Right, so the lawsuit is state of fill-in-the-blank, or the United States of America v. $20,000 in cash. The United States of America v. 1999 Ford F-150 extended cab.
Yep. And they basically say, like, well, we don't have enough evidence to prove that you're a drug dealer, but we suspect that this cash was from drug dealing. Prove us wrong. And here's the thing. It's very expensive to get an attorney to do that. It's not cheap.
Right. So most of the people are just going to say, okay, keep my $20,000 because I'm not spending $50,000 to get it back. Like, that makes absolutely no sense. Like, why would anybody spend more money to get back less money?
You'd have to have, like, really serious hate going on. I mean, and I don't know, maybe somebody will, but it's not rational.
Right, yeah, but just, what is rational when you're dealing with governments?
So here's the wife's account. On October 14th, 2014, I received a phone call from a federal agent telling me that Bert was arrested and that I could not come to the and I was not to come to the house. I went to the house anyway to get our family pet. And the wife is an attorney. When I arrived at the house and demanded to know what was going on, Special Agent Aaron McWhitter said that my husband was a horrible man, and I was probably a horrible person, too. Now, this could be like a good cop, bad cop thing going on. Like, maybe if I say, like, you're a horrible person, like, maybe you hang your head in shame, and I'm like, oh, you know.
But if a cop tells you you're a horrible person, then it's like a compliment. If a cop thinks you're a good person, like, you need to really step back and look at what you're doing with your life. Because coming from that source, it's horrible. The more horrible the government thinks I am, like, the better I'm doing.
So the special agent said he didn't have to tell me why my husband was arrested or why my house is being searched. It was a sealed arrest warrant and a sealed search warrant, and he didn't have to tell me anything. You know, it's just like ridiculousness after ridiculousness. It's this is basically what happens to people, and like a lot of this stuff doesn't get reported. The government constantly railroads people. They put them in jail for ridiculous nonsense. They take all your money, and, you know, they basically screw people. And these guys got screwed out of a lot of, you know, stuff. They had to get a second mortgage on their house. They're probably looking forward to retire, you know. And
that they were going to retire from his Bitcoin investment that is suspicious, so therefore we have to take all his money because we're government.
Well, the government is just afraid of things they don't understand, kind of like in the Salem witch trials.
Yeah, and so freedom. They're afraid of freedom because they don't understand freedom. We'll get back into this story, but first, to the phones, we've got Anthony calling in from Toronto. Anthony, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. Speaking of things that the governments are afraid of, I want to
Canadians?
Talk about I want to talk about the evolution of blockchain. Have you guys heard of the DAO? D-A-O?
Isn't that like a religion? I know that's probably not what you're referring to. Taoism?
No, so DAO is this next evolution of blockchain technology, so I'm going to keep it as high level as possible. People understand blockchain as the technology behind Bitcoin. Okay, it's that technology that solved the problem where you can now have a system where digital assets can't be duplicated. That's the whole problem that Bitcoin solved, was basically you could have a digital currency, you could have a token, something of value that then couldn't be copied and sent to someone else. Because before, what's good of digital currency if it could be copied and sent to other people? And that's really the big problem that blockchain and Bitcoin solved, was that you could own something and you could send it to someone else anywhere in the world instantly for free. And that's how this whole revolution of this blockchain technology has started, because it solved that problem.
Yeah, the double spend problem is what you're referring to.
Exactly. And that's what Bitcoin did, and that was great for payments. Then in 2014, we came up with this idea for smart contracts, and we created a thing called Ethereum. With Ethereum, we became at the time the largest crowdfunded project of all time. And what we did is we introduced smart contracts, basically agents that live on the blockchain that execute contracts that any coder can sit and code now, push onto the blockchain, and the blockchain executes it. So it could be an insurance contract, it could be a will, anything now that a digital asset can now be put in the hands of a developer to code a contract and put it up on the blockchain. So that was that problem that got solved. And now we got this new thing that's coming out. Should we talk about it after the break?
Yes, that'd be great.
Hold your thought, Anthony. We will bring you back. We can talk about the next big thing with blockchains and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're in the closing moments of the show. We might have time for you if you call in right now to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There might still be a little bit on this story about the guy that was raided for buying and selling some Bitcoin as personal investment, not as a business function. Bitcoin, of course, being a decentralized cryptocurrency that I don't know all the things of how it works, but I don't know all the ways that internal combustion engines operate. I just know that they work right.
Well it's kind of like you don't know how
combustion engines work right most of the time. Blockchain works right 99.9% of the time, I would say.
Yeah, most people don't know how the internet works. Like, how does my computer talk to your computer?
I mean, most people don't know how Federal ESP. Reserve notes work, but they use those, and that's okay.
Yeah, well, they know that they can walk into the store and hand the person this note that says one, and they get, you know, that pack of crackers. They hand somebody the thing that says 10, and they can get couple packs of crackers and maybe a pack of cigarettes, and then they get a little piece of paper back and some coins. So that's how it works as far as they're concerned.
Yeah, but they don't know anything about fractional reserve banking, so if you don't have to know that to use FRNs, I don't know why you have to know about the blockchain to use Bitcoin.
Right, and that's where people's eyes glaze over when you say fractional reserve. They're like, oh, what? I don't know. I just hand somebody a thing and they give me food.
Yeah, but they spend FRNs every day. That's how money works.
That's how money works. I hand somebody something and they give me what I want.
Well, that's how Bitcoins work. I scan my little thing and then they give me product.
So you gotta push buttons and use phones and I swipe my credit card and then I get stuff.
I would say in defense of lay people, you know, like you're talking about money, like they're nervous. They're like, I don't understand this. Like, I think it's understandable to be nervous about what is this Bitcoin thing again? Like, people just don't understand it.
Yeah.
But
yeah, not understanding it isn't the problem I have. It's that condemning somebody for using it and not understanding like all the technology, whereas we do the same thing with FRNs.
Yeah.
With Treasury Reserve
people
notes.
Will want to, just like, you know, we're all in this room, we're all libertarians, and people will come up with this, well, how do you solve this really odd problem that's not being solved right now in the current status quo? And if you can't answer this question and every other question that I have, then I will never accept your premise that freedom is good.
I would say, like, most people don't understand credit cards, like how exactly
they swipe it, and then they get the stuff that they want, and the lady at the grocery store doesn't have to pull out a tablet and push something and bring up a QR code. That's how credit cards work.
Well, eventually Bitcoin will be seamless like
that. But they have like the Apple Wallet and the iPay, and I think Visa has one too, where you can pay from your credit card from a phone app. So like, why is Bitcoin worse?
I don't know, but people always, they always do this moving objection thing. And what's that, the moving the goalpost fallacy?
Yeah.
To where, you know, they always wind up moving the goalpost and whatnot. But apparently there's a next step in the blockchains. That's what Anthony is calling it about. Anthony, you're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts on the evolutions of the blockchains.
Okay, so first of all, the problem with the things like Apple Pay and the problem with other things is that people are holding on to your money, and they got control of your money. And in order to do that, they have to get paid. So with blockchain, it's a massive disintermediation technology.
Well, right, and I wasn't necessarily advocating those as better alternatives. I was just saying that if you have a problem with the phone feature, then you should also have a problem with Federal Reserve notes.
Oh, yeah, I know, and I weren't saying that you were. I just said
okay.
The different thing about blockchain technology, and again, is it's removing the third parties. Putting people back in control of their money. It's putting people back in control of their life, really. If you think about, it's just for payments for Bitcoin, but then you can start doing these other things, like you can remove lawyers because you can now code your own contracts between individuals. Anything that's not being provided as value between individuals is going to get wiped out. That's basically
yes, this
what's
is
happening.
A very. I agree with you. This is a very disruptive technology because, like the entire court system is just a good example of like an antiquated system. Like you can't. Like, do things on the internet. You can't, like, even fax things in. You have to, like, mail your documents. You have to, like, or show up in person. Or, you know, it's just ridiculous how antiquated it is. So, like, if they can put, like, contracts using blockchain, I think that you're right. That is very disruptive.
Well, that's what we've done. So that's what Ethereum did is it enabled smart contracts on the blockchain. It basically created a programmable blockchain that everything's going to coders in the future. If you're a coder, you're going to be able to develop a contract, push it on the network between two individuals, and depending on things that happen called oracles, the oracles still provide data feeds into the blockchain, and that's where you'll be relying on data and information to carry out those things. Like, you'll have an oracle for a person that says, if this person dies, then distribute all their digital assets to however the contract's been set up, and it can happen instantly. That removes third parties and all of these non-value-added people that sit between humans. And that's where the paradigm shift is coming. You're going to see it. Brokers are going to get wiped out. Lawyers are going to get wiped out. Anybody that's really not adding large amounts of value between individuals is going to get wiped out. So that's what Ethereum has enabled with smart contracts. And then just over the last few weeks, there's this notion of a decentralized autonomous organization. So this company has put a crowd sale, and they've raised, they're on track to raise $200 million to this thing called a DAO, Decentralized Autonomous Organization. People can buy into it. It's crowdfunded. And what you're buying into is the right for voting of this organization. So it's an organization that lives on the cloud. It has no jurisdiction. And if you put money into it, the thousands and thousands of people that put money into it get to decide where the dispersion of the funds are going to go to fund projects. So this $200 million these guys are on track to raise can go, people can make proposals. If you bought into it, you can make a proposal, and then the whole fleet of people all around the world can say that proposal makes sense, and then we agree that that proposal should be carried out, and the money gets distributed out to it. That's the future of governance, the future of organization, and we've got it now. That's actually what the next major thing is, and it's getting a lot of publicity right now. It became the largest crowdfunded project of all time now, and that's really taken off, and that's the evolution of blockchain. Payments, smart contracts, decentralized autonomous organizations that live on the cloud, can't be shut down. There are anonymous people behind them, but they're more efficient because they have the wisdom of the crowd behind it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's a fascinating technology, and I think the governments, though, and the lawyers, for that matter, they're going to fight tooth and nail to keep the old, you know, dying dinosaur alive. Like, they don't want... Like, let's use the DMV as an example. Like, imagine a world where you could register your car on the blockchain, you know... Like, the DMV is not going to like that. Or you could...
Of course not. There's already been... That there was the group BitNation that tried doing some stuff, and, of course, you know, nobody as far as those that are recognized governments are recognizing any of the stuff that BitNation has done. But my fear, and it's the fear of a lot of other people, is that people are going to try replacing the current coercive government that we have with a more efficient government that exists on the blockchain. And well, I don't want anything that's going to wind up being coercive, whether it's on the blockchain or in meat space.
I completely agree. And what we are seeing is that governments and banks and other guys are starting to get into the blockchain. I work for the Toronto Stock Exchange. I'm the chief digital officer. I work for them because they realize that in order to become disruptors, you need to understand what the end game is. And the end game is decentralized technology. That's going to happen.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to do anything about it.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's very smart for them to do that. Like, that would be like, let's say Barnes & Noble saying, like, there's this company called Amazon. Like, is this something we need to be concerned about? Like, you know.
Well, Barnes & Noble is still able to compete.
They'll get a lot of efficiency.
Okay, Borders.
Yeah. There'll be a ton of efficiencies that are going to be developed and a lot of cost savings, and that's why they're very interested. So they are very interested in these technologies.
They're interested in the technologies, and again, my fear is that they will use the technologies to, you know, just streamline their tyranny, and we don't ever move away from coercive governments. We just, you know, move into a different form of tyranny. But it's on the blockchain, and some people will think it's absolutely wonderful just because it's on the blockchain.
Daryl, no, it's actually going to be a wild, wild west out there with open technologies such as Ethereum that can't be shut down, that the governments have no control of. Those are the things that are going to win out at the end of the day because you have innovation on top of them. The rest of these guys will still be creating the closed systems, and you're not going to have innovation. It's like an internet and an internet. People are going to go where the internet is.
What's stopping a federal agent or a state agent from buying into this, joining a blockchain, joining any of the other blockchain programs and taking it over that way?
Anthony, you've got 15 seconds.
Because they would need more money to do that, and these sales are ending. Something like Ethereum has more hashing power behind it than all the supercomputers in the world put together, just like the Bitcoin network. That's what gives it security.
Anthony, thank you very much. Call in earlier in the night because that's a conversation that could go on a lot longer. Well, that's the end of the show tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.